Yo, what's happening, everybody? NYGiantsNews.com, black and white on Big Blue, episode 16, back in the building with Killer Cam.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, it's been a little while. It's been a little bit of a layoff. A lot's happened. We got a little bit of a special guest in the building. You guys hear our intro music every podcast. It's getting pretty dope. It's getting upgraded. And that's all thanks to Hinju Zoo. We got D-Dat from the zoo in the building.
Yes.
You know, D-Dat, we want to bring you out. Thank you for your music. You know, we appreciate you, bro. You guys want to let them, or Dada, you want to let us know where we can get that music, you know, find some of the other tunes.
What's up, guys? You can find me on SoundCloud at Hinju Zoo. It's not just me, it's me and my boy Jordan out in Cali. Shout out.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, Jay Money. You guys got a lot of tunes up there, or what are we looking at? We got some more stuff up there we can check out?
Yeah, we got quite a few tracks up there. We're looking to get it on different platforms right now.
Nice.
Getting our music set up right now.
New shit coming?
Yeah,
something works.
Always.
That's dope, man.
All right, yeah, well, you know, D-Dat keeps the music coming, and we're here to talk a little Giants. D-Dat's also a big Giants fan.
Big Giants.
I know you listen to podcasts, and, you know, since the last one, we were talking about pre-draft stuff, what we were thinking. Flavs was obviously not hoping for Saquon.
A little negative.
Feeling the Saquon. Was hoping for something different. Cam was feeling the Saquon.
I'm definitely feeling the Saquon.
People are feeling the Saquon.
Saquon 2K is what I call it.
So I guess, yeah, that's where D-Dat stands, we know. Yeah. D-Dat's feeling the Saquon move. How you feeling about the Giants this year?
I'm feeling pretty good about them with the revamped line, with, young Saquon, OBJ coming back healthy, everyone coming back healthy.
I think we're
looking pretty good, but
good.
We have a tough schedule. My prediction is 8-8.
8-8.
500.
Yes, 8-8.
A modest 8-8.
8-8 from the McGrath on this season.
I'm similar with him. I mean, but maybe a little better. But we'll get to that. We'll get around to that.
Listen, I'll check out D-Dat and J Money, Hinju Zoo, SoundCloud. They out there. They got some good content out. Obviously, you hear our beats for the show getting upgraded. They're getting fire. More fires out there.
Appreciate
check
that.
Them out.
Yeah, we really appreciate
you
stopping
the music's,
by.
The music's the shit. You know, in my opinion, we got the best intro music in the game. Everybody else,
I appreciate fucking, that.
They'd be lame. So keep that shit coming. Keep it upgraded because, you know, season 3, we're going to be out with more shit.
That's right, man.
But anyways, yo. Hinju Zoo out.
Hi, man.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yep.
Keep doing it.
So Giants, man. Giants. Fuck, dude. A lot has happened, man. last time we talked, I wasn't feeling OBJ.
You were not feeling OBJ. We can talk about that. How are you feeling about OBJ now that since he?
I don't know. Wait, first off, am I clear? Did mandatory OTAs did not start yet?
No, not mandatory. But he'll be there. He's gonna be at everything. He's already showing. First of all,
yeah.
I just want to start with the fact that we can start and talk about how. When you were very upset about the OBJ situation, it started off with the report that he wouldn't step on the field without a new contract.
Yeah, that started it.
Now, that
sparked a lot.
That's been just dead wrong. So, like,
dead wrong.
That has to, you know, I mean, I think that's something right there, but I don't know.
Listen, I can't deny that OBJ has definitely done the right things.
He's done the right things. There's no question about that. And he's showing a lot of people that, I mean, He's using this as a fresh start. I feel like
he's got a fresh start. He might be. It almost.
I mean, the video.
But he's still.
Listen. The video
diva.
Was the only. Yeah, but he's always going to be.
He's always going to be a diva.
That's never going to change.
But he does have the drive, bro. I mean, I'll give it to the dude.
He works, man.
He looks like he's back, and he looks crisp out there. And listen, he's a fucking. OBJ is a beast athlete. That's one thing I saw. I've seen videos of OBJ now. Not just playing football, obviously, and what he does on the field is fucking incredible, but
when he's hitting home runs and shit, the dude
is just a gifted fucking athlete, and great for him. He does so much that makes you fucking want to pull your hair out, bro.
I mean, I guess, but I think that I really think that it'll be fine.
But
in
listen,
terms of, I think it'll be fine. I don't think it's gonna be an issue with OBJ.
Listen, so. All the hype, obviously.
Yeah.
The draft's over.
Mm-hmm.
You heard D-Dat. He likes Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not loving... Listen. Here's one thing I always like to preface. When people ask me, like, how I feel about the drafts.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Saquon pick. I was pissed off when we took Saquon number two. And then I was even more pissed off when Matt Barkley went to the Jets. Not even because I really... Matt Barkley. What's his face? Sam Darnold went to the Jets.
Number four.
Right. I was like, Jesus Christ. Not that I even wanted Sam Darnold, but more that, like, the best quarterback in my mind. Baker Mayfield's pretty good, too. But the guy everybody thought was the best guy, right? The people that... Everyone thought Sam Darnold was going to the Browns.
Yeah,
overall.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
And that guy was available for the Giants to take. And we passed on it, and the Jets took it. And, like, if he does well in New York, but for the Jets for, like, the next decade, I'm going to hate that.
I can see this, but you know what? The real issue here, I think, that we're getting at, that you don't like the Saquon pick, is the fact that you think Eli's done.
I don't think that. I just told you. Because Eli's going to have a great year.
Like, I understand what you're saying, right? Everything you say is like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But everything you say is backed up by the fact that it seems like you think Eli is done.
I think Eli has a limited
window.
All the
moves that you wanted to make seem to be like behind the train of thought that Eli is done. So you wanted Saquon and get...
How long do you think Eli has left with this?
I mean,
How long do you want him to...
What is he, 36? Three, 4 more years. Four at the most. I'd say three. 3 years.
Okay. And with that in mind, right... How many teams? How hard is it to find the next quarterback?
I think it's difficult, but I don't think the Giants felt that they found it in this draft.
I mean, I guess that's fair, bro. I'm just saying.
I'm not a professional. You know what I'm saying? But I'm out here, and I'll tell you my opinion. I know damn well that I don't believe that
Baker Mayfield.
You know what I'm saying?
Or Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen.
I don't think they're going to be as good as Saquon Barkley. Uh-huh. I don't think so.
See, okay, here's where we differ. I don't think Saquon Barkley is going to produce on a level that everyone else does.
I know. That's bold. I know. It's crazy.
As a runner, I think he's going to struggle. As a pass catcher, I think he'll do fine. As a blitz pickup back, I think he'll do fine. The thing that turns me off about Saquon, we talk about it all the time. He looks like such an athletic monster and just like a freakazoid athlete. But he's not that same natural gifted athlete like an OBJ. Like that's once in a lifetime shit, right?
I disagree.
People think he is. That's what I'm saying.
And most people disagree with you.
I'm not saying they don't.
I don't know many people that you could find in your corner.
I'm not even talking about like his athleticism, because when you look at the combine numbers and like that speaks for itself. That's its own thing. But there are just
you're just talking about on field speed.
Right?
Like how Hakeem Nicks was faster and when he on field in the 40. I understand what you're saying, but I disagree. I think that he makes it look so easy that you're like, oh man, it's not even it's
no dude.
I think
I'm
he makes it look
you.
So easy. He's I got, think he makes it look so easy that you're like.
And you think he's running through linebackers at this level?
I think so, yes.
No way, bro.
There's no way. If he's not running through linebackers at this level, then he was a fucking terrible pick. What a trash, Jesus, Lord help us, what a trash pick.
What if he's catching...
I don't care how many balls he catches. If he's not running through fucking linebackers, he ain't doing shit. He's doing all right, but if he's not running through somebody, dude, no. He needs to run through some fools. And not always. He needs to run around fools to make sure he doesn't get hit, but... I don't believe that though. I think he's gonna come out. And I think he's gonna run through fools.
I think that on day one. First off, I'm still concerned about a couple of things with this Giants team, and that's obviously that I think the biggest presence in the locker room is going to be OBJ in terms of who commands the most respect.
I'm not worried about that.
And who owns that locker room?
I'm not worried about that.
The only part about it that worries me is if the season starts bad,
it's bro. It's not the same team, bro. If you look at the roster, it's a different
team. It's definitely turned over.
OBJ's
locker room, bro.
That's fine, but the culture is different. And I don't believe it might be OBJ's locker room in terms of that, but I don't.
But you don't get nervous, dude, that if this starts off 0-2. And we're starting off, I can't remember exactly who we opened the season with.
Not with DG and not with Pat Sherman. I think there will be much more discipline and stuff like that. But I don't believe it's going to be similar to how it was. I don't think it's going to be similar to how it was before. I think they're going to, I think it's just going to be much better. And it's just not going to be.
Dude, I mean, the giant, like, what's his face? Tom Coughlin couldn't control that locker room.
Yeah, at the time, no, for sure. That's but a, that's at the same time.
I get it, it's a different roster.
No, but no, yes, but okay. But Tom Coughlin, but OBJ, right? OBJ has never acted more on the street now than he's acting right now, right? That's almost, we can say that for just almost. He's never, because he's never been on the about to be traded hot seat. OBJ got let know this. In my opinion, what this offseason was a ploy to let OBJ know that you are not untouchable. That OBJ, you are just another player in this grand scheme of us trying to get to the Super Bowl. And that's what they let him know, in my opinion.
So you think you think OBJ got put on notice? And
I think he's put on notice. And so I think that, as much as you say it's OBJ's locker room, yes. But I think that OBJ, I'm hoping he turns the corner. The Giants are hoping he turns the corner as well. Because if he doesn't, then when they give him this big old contract, it's gonna blow up in their face. And if it, and, you know, but if he turns the corner like we want him to, we'll be good. And we play the Jaguars.
Let me tell you this, bro. Exactly, Jacksonville. You think Saquon motherfucking Barkley on week one
running through Miles Jack, running over Miles Jack, Saquon, Saquads. That's what it, Saquads. Not even Saquon. Saquads. Saquads Barkley.
Saquads.
Saquads. Saquads. He's going to plow that fool, yo. Miles Jack.
50, let me 50, tell y'all right now. Cam has already announced that. Saquon. Hashtag Saquon the Savior.
Saquon the Savior. That's yes, what I'm all is. About Saquon.
He thinks Saquon is taking this team to the top. I'm telling y'all right now. This is the narrative I got for Saquon Barkley. You already know it, and you ain't going to like it, but I'm sorry. I'm going to throw it out there so that if and when it does occur, y'all can't say that I didn't tell you so anyways. This motherfucker is going to struggle. It's going to be a rough go. You're going to have Jacksonville, Dallas, Houston, the Saints, Carolina. These are all teams that are good run-stopping teams, or were last year, right? Dallas is okay. They're the weakest unit out there that I just listed.
And the Saints.
Now, the Saints last year were a good fucking defense, bro.
No, they were good, but they weren't the best run-stopping. They're good.
They were good.
Marshall Lattimore was really good, but they were in the middle.
The defense overall was good. Stop. They were good. Step the fuck off.
They were good.
They weren't the best. When Saquon starts off this year struggling. Saquad starts off this year struggling. Right? I think what's going to happen, I think the offense is going to pick him up. I think Eli's going to pick him up.
As it fucking should. Right.
It's high powered. You still have OBJ. You still have Evan Ingram. You still have Sterling Shepard. You have a revamped offensive line that's going to be way better pass protecting. You have an offense that's more focused on downfield passing. It's more tailored towards Eli's strengths. I think you're going to see a rejuvenated Eli Manning for this year. I really do believe that.
I believe that for the next 2 years.
Maybe two. Cross my fingers, right? For as long as he can go, I don't care. I love Eli to death. You know that.
Saquon's getting 25 carries.
But I don't, and that's the thing. He's going to do like 75 to 90 yards of those a game. Every time he gets that much.
If he gets 75 to 90 yards and then gets like 50 to 60 yards catching every game.
On 25 rushes for 75 yards, you're going to be
happy. No, 25 touches. 25 touches.
Okay.
And these stats. 40 yards, 75 to 90 touches. Yards.
Like
if he's going like 100 some odd yards every game.
My Saquon's going to be more effective as a pass.
If he's getting 100 plus yards every game, I don't care how he gets it. 100 plus, like, I think he's going to get scrimmage. He's, like, when we talk about Saquon, it's going to be scrimmage yards. It's going to be scrimmage yards. That's how we're going to talk about Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about him in scrimmage yards.
Right, because he's never going to lead the league in rushing to me.
Oh, jeez.
It's never going to happen.
I mean, he might not own because of the Giants scheme,
never going to happen.
There's a lot of mouths to feed on the Giants, but
I don't even think he's going to be close.
Listen. I don't know.
Talking to me earlier about polls where they have him 50% over 50% of Giants fans have him going over 1,250 yards.
Yeah,
I don't think he goes over 1,000.
That's what I'm saying. He's going over 1,000,
dude.
We're gonna bet on that. We're definitely putting that on. We're definitely betting on that.
We bet on it right now. We're getting put on right here, y'all.
I got twenty bucks on that.
$20. 1,000 yards rushing. I say
1,000 yards or more.
1,000 yards or more. Yeah, under.
All right, I got under $20. Yeah, I got shake. Over.
Yeah.
Or on or New York
Giants news podcast. Y'all just heard that shit. Black and white.
955 Thursday. Cam just
lost.
7th.
Cam just lost $20.
Nah, 1,000 yards.
1,000 yards rushing.
Rushing, yes, rushing. It's like 1,000 yards rushing.
Clear as day, yo. I'm telling you, when he loses this $20, he's gonna try to be like, nah. I don't give a fuck.
I don't even care. If he gets injured,
it doesn't matter. He's not getting injured. That ain't gonna happen.
He's not gonna get injured.
Anyways, so my narrative is that, right? He's not gonna get 1,000 yards rushing. He's not gonna be what we thought he was with the number 2 overall pick. We're gonna make excuses for it though, because the offense will pick it up, and we will have a decent offense, and we'll say, oh, you know, maybe in year 2 Saquon's gonna show us more and show us who he is, and. I just think eventually people are going to start coming around and saying, yeah, he's not a bad player. He's a productive, he can produce on the field, but he's not Zeke, unfortunately.
I disagree. I think he's going to be a transcendental talent. He's going to be amazing. He's going to shit on everybody. And I think he's just going to literally, we're going to be like, Jesus Christ, this guy is amazing. I don't see it. I get it. And that's.
That's why
we're on here talking about it, because
how do you see it? How many pass attempts do you think Eli's throwing a game?
30.
That's it?
Yeah.
30 attempts a game for Eli.
Dude, I don't think it's going to be the same Giants offense that you like.
How many targets do you think OBJ's getting a game?
10, 7.
That's low for OBJ.
7 to 10?
Yeah, OBJ wants to eat and be the highest paid wide receiver in football. You're telling me he's never going to get a
12,
fucking...
maybe 12?
Okay, yeah. And 50% of the passes...
I said 10. I mean 10 to 12. 50%? What you mean? Yes, they is.
No, they're not.
Yes, the fuck they is. Why not? Why wouldn't they?
Who's going to catch... How many Saquon going to catch? One?
I guess...
Sterling's going to catch one? Evan Ingram's going to catch one?
Listen, bro. I honestly think it's going to be tough to feed all the mouths. There's going to be a lot of mouths to feed. There's a lot of mouths to feed on that offense. But that's the best problem to have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me that problem every day over what I saw last year. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm shaking. You know what I'm saying?
Evan Ingram, the rookie, was like, the most dangerous
Fuck out of here. Like, no.
Now, I agree with that. And I there's obviously a way more revamped offense. Switching Flowers out of the left tackle.
Will be decent,
Nate Solder. What's the kid's name?
Aaron Flowers name can get help on every play, bro. Who can help on almost every play?
Yeah, I'm saying that's all good stuff. But
as long as they're gonna help him. They're gonna have to help him.
Yeah, well, obviously.
They know this by now. They have to help
him. Right, and you're talking about Will Hernandez is already making a name for himself.
Will Hernandez is making a name for himself, so the center battles between Brett Jones and John Jalapio, and I think that's how you say his name. They're going back and forth with the center battle, and then the right guard is probably going to be the Patrick Omaha dude. I don't know.
Right.
I can't say his name properly, but Patrick Omaha. And he came over from the Jaguars. Yeah, you know, he started all the games and stuff like that. He started all throughout the playoffs, so, I mean, he has experience. He started 45 games throughout the NFL, and, I mean, that's a player that I think will...
He's a plug and play.
You know what I'm saying?
He's
like,
a pro.
Plug and play. Yeah. But better than fucking... Like, a better plug and play than John Jerry, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, obviously.
Not a fucking John Jerry. We still have John Jerry, though, but better than...
Yeah, plug and play. And better than what's his face.
So...
Bob fucking... What was that trash bag's name? Got cut day one. Gettleman showed up.
Bobby Hart. He played tackle. He played right tackle.
Yeah, whatever.
He was something else, dude.
Bobby Hart. But anyways, Will Hernandez.
So listen, Nate Solder on the left side, on the left, right? Will Hernandez at left guard, right? And then we have, it's a toss-up between Brett Jones and John Jalapio. The Giants are really loving the John.
And then right tackle, you're going to have...
Right guard.
Right tackle, though.
And then right tackle, there
Flowers. And Flowers going to help. And the thing that worries me a little bit, too, though, is that...
I think that'll work, man.
We don't really have a blocking tight end.
Yes, we do. And Rhett Ellison, what are you talking about? One of the better blocking tight ends in the league. He's nasty. Rhett Ellison's great.
Listen, I think...
Rhett Ellison's actually showing his hands. He's been showing his hands all throughout
OTAs. I think
with
all that, though, you can't expect that Saquon's going to get that many touches. It doesn't make sense.
He has to. The Giants are failing if Saquon's not touching the ball.
Whose team is it? You make it sound like it's Saquon Barkley's team right now, today. That's fucking crazy, bro. What the fuck world do you live in?
But, bro, this is how fast the NFL moves.
Shut the fuck up.
This is the speed of it. He has done nothing. It doesn't matter. He's a second overall pick in the draft in New York City. It doesn't matter. He's done zero.
Sam Darnold is more than fucking Saquon Barkley.
Never.
Right now.
No. You're true. Dude, the Jets. 2010.
Okay, so what? What does that mean?
That's the last time they even sniffed something decent.
The Jets?
Yeah. They're terrible. That's it. They made back-to-back AFC Championship games.
There's more. The Jets are feeling more of a buzz right now that they got their fucking friend.
Dude, nobody's even fought. Dude, the Jets, no. They don't even have to follow. Who's even? I don't even feel like people follow the Jets like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, their fan base is not that strong right now.
The fan base is hyped over Sam.
What? They'll come out of the woodwork. They'll come right out of the woodwork as soon as they get a few wins. They'll be like, oh, the Jets. But I'm telling you, dude, the Jets fans.
But I'm telling you right now, they're hyped about him. And in my mind, the Jets have more of a reason to be excited about fucking having Sam Darnold.
That's because you like the quarterback, and I don't. I like Saquon Barkley.
I can't even say right now that Sam Darnold, like the Jets, are his team right now. That's not true yet.
No, it's probably somebody on the defense.
And Saquon Barkley is not the fucking. He's not the face of the Giants, and he's not gonna be the face of the Giants.
I don't know where you're at, but everything I read, it's Saquon. Everything I read, bro, is you can't go five. I can't read anything about every time I open up my fucking phone. I have on my Twitter. It's Saquon Barkley. It's talking about young Saquon and how much of a beast he's about to be.
Yeah,
dude, he's like 20 years old.
I saw Saquon throw the first pitch at a Yankees game, and he throws like a fucking girl.
That's fine.
Okay,
bro.
That ain't fine.
When he trucks fools in the fucking in the Saints game, I can't wait. I'll put 20 on that too. He's trucking somebody in the Saints game. He's trucking somebody. I'm not gonna say he's gonna break a tackle.
Oh, boom! Oh no, dude. He's gonna see him run into the hole and be like, why did he fall to the ground?
No, dude. No, you're talking Paul Perkins, and I will no. No.
Okay.
There's no way. Dude. He's not going to fall backwards like Paul Perkins.
He's not great.
He's going to be the type of player to get hit and then bounce off of it and then lurch forwards. That's the kind of player he is, getting extra yards. That's the kind of player he's about to be.
He's not Leonard Fournette.
Yes, he's going to be that kind of player, bro. He's going to get hit and then he's going to bounce off the shit and jump forward to get extra yards. He's going to be getting them fucking crucial first downs, yo, on third down. Yes, he is, bro.
He's built like a monster and he runs like Shady, bro.
Oh, my God.
Without the agility and without the hops.
What do you know? But he has the agility and the hop.
No, and what happens when somebody touches Shady?
If this man puts up Shady's numbers, I'm cool with it.
LeSean McCoy has the best cut since fucking Barry Sanders.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that.
Saquon McCoy can't sniff those cuts.
Dude, oh my God, dude. I feel like you think you know more than every person in the world, and there's just no fucking way. There's just no way. They're not all wrong, and you're fucking. I look at him and I see him. Nah, he can't cut. He can't cut. Like, no fucking way, bro. He's nasty, dude. Like, I don't believe it, dude. Like, every fucking.
Yeah, this bullshit that he's like, oh, he cuts like Sanders. And that's what they like Bettis. And he's
got hands like fucking OBJ. But it's true, though. He does the one handed catch. I see him. He was doing the one handed catch thing. He's nasty.
Dude, he didn't even win a Heisman.
Dude, he doesn't have to.
He wasn't even the best player in college football ever. He disappears in big games. It's gonna be disappointing.
Listen, it might be, but I like you taking your stance. That's you, and I got it. But I'm going with the popular opinion here on this one, brother.
I'll tell you right now too. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I really, really hope that the kid comes out. And it's like against Jacksonville, and he drops 150 spot and two touchdowns. I mean, I can just be like, thank God.
And my first round draft pick will pay off.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Don't do it, bro. I'm telling you, you can't do that. But listen, I'm worried. I'm legit worried. I think the one thing I will say, though, and I meant to say this earlier, aside from drafting Saquon, I like every other fucking pick we made, man.
Man, listen, the reason why I'm so big on Saquon is because how big I am on Will Hernandez.
Yeah, Will Hernandez is going to be an animal. So, like, what I wanted was to get Quentin Nelson by trading down.
Think that Will Hernandez is going to give Quentin Nelson a run for his motherfucking money.
I agree with you.
That's what I think. I seriously think that. I think that, at least in run blocking, you know, in terms of run blocking. And, like, I think
that... But listen, he fell into our laps.
Oh, man. Dude, I mean, they had... It was very serious.
We were the second pick in the third second round.
It was very neat. The fact that we got him was like...
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, it was like, holy shit. Like, almost first rounder. Like, right. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
I didn't think there was a chance to get him.
I didn't either.
And
the fact that we did him. But when that happened, I stopped being so angry about the fact that we didn't draft a lineman in the first round.
I mean, dude. Yeah, because he's amazing. Dude, he was just... They were talking to the second best after what's his name?
After Nelson. And yeah. There's another tackle from fucking Notre Dame.
Mike McGlinchey, too.
There's a few players out there, but Will Hernandez has got a mean streak. He sets a tone that's nasty. You know, he's fighting people out there in preseason, in OTAs.
I think with Will Hernandez that you're just going to see Will Hernandez clear it out and just say, just right behind him, bro. And Nate Solder's holding it down right with him, bro.
They're gonna be tested to the max.
And then they're gonna and then you're gonna see Red Ellison pull.
Marcel, you know what I'm saying? Is he still there? Marcel Darius?
Yes. They have you know what? We're gonna see if OBJ is healthy.
We're gonna see if Jalen Ramsey versus OBJ.
Oh yeah. We're gonna see some shit.
That's gonna be fucking real, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you, though.
The Jaguars are a real good team.
And they get into good teams' heads. Good teams, the Jaguars fucking put off their game.
Jalen Ramsey made
fucking AJ Green lose his fucking mind and throw fucking haymakers like I've never seen.
No, AJ Green flew off the handle. Jalen Ramsey's a good player and he gets in people's minds for sure.
Imagine if the Jaguars stop us out and OBJ does nothing. How do you think that post game is going to be?
I don't think it's going to be like...
You think... That's another... I don't think it's going to be the same OBJ.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to be the same as last year.
Dude, I hope not, man.
It's not going to be the same lawless... Bro, the Giants lost their culture under McAdoo. There was a loss of the Giant way was lost under McAdoo.
And, like, McAdoo lost himself as the Giants head coach.
Yeah, like, he did not do the Giants way. And, like...
No, but, like, he literally, like, you remember when you posted that meme, I think, on Twitter?
Yeah.
New York Giants News, nygiantsnews.com on Twitter, get at you. and it was, like, McAdoo is that classic kid that, like got too cool and forgot where he was from.
Yeah.
And, like, forgot his roots, and it, like, showed his haircut when he was, like, the offensive coordinator, all the way to the look with the headset and the sunglasses and the slick back hair and the fucking...
I mean, it's bad. It was bad.
It really got bad for McAdoo there. And, I hope... But listen, Pat Shermer, from what I remember, obviously he didn't have a lot of talent in Cleveland. He wasn't great, whatever. But he said one of the things he was trying to learn or thought he learned from was taking on too much as a head coach in Cleveland. And head coaching and play offensive play calling, it's a lot to fucking do, man. It's a lot to do.
I think that's part of what I think
fucked up McAdoo.
Because
so much into it. It's so much time. It's so much
effort. There's a lot of people that do it well.
Yeah, but it's hard in my mind as a new coach to connect with your players, right? Establish veterans on your team, superstars on your team, and then maintain all those duties at the same time.
But he's already shown you the ability to connect with OBJ at this point. He's already shown that. And they have OBJ in the fucking building.
I can't even say I know much about their relationship.
You know what I'm saying? Right now they're saying they have a good relationship. That's what they're saying. That's what's coming out of the Giants camp. And they are OBJ's in... Something's going right with OBJ. He's in the building and the man is going to get paid $8.9 million this season. Okay? Homie, Mike Evans, who doesn't have as many touchdowns, as many yards, as many anythings. He doesn't have as many. I don't give a damn. Yeah, that's right. And he still doesn't have as many anythings. Okay, he played less. That's what I'm gonna tell you. Yeah. Okay.
Fair point.
And the fact that Obi's gonna get paid $8.9 million, and he's sitting there with $50 million in the bank. You know, it's.
I told you even last fucking podcast when I was as upset with OBJ as I've ever been in my life. That, in spite of that, I don't look at him as somebody who, like, I refuse to change my mind about. As, like, oh, he's just a piece of shit who's never going to learn. I would love nothing more than to see OBJ, like, really mature as a player. And Chris Carter is not maybe a great comparison, because he had some real fucking issues off the field that probably make OBJ's look kind of petty by comparison. But Chris Carter really got his shit together and became a fucking, you know, a great player for a while.
One of the best hands in the game.
Yeah. Hands in the game. And he got his mind right. And I think, you know, I'd love to see OBJ trying to corner mentally and just kind of keep his cool when things maybe aren't going his way. Not fucking get into it with, like, a Jalen Ramsey on the field just because...
I think him going against Jalen Ramsey, AJ Bouye is going to be a big test. But, yeah, I think we're enough OBJ, Saquon. What do you think about some of the players like Janoris Jenkins and the defensive backfield like Eli Apple? What do you think, like, spotlight Eli Apple. What do you feel about... How do you feel about him coming back? Because there's a lot of talk about Eli
Apple. We were worried about that. And I thought Eli was going to be gone.
There's talk. Like, there was this when he was in OTAs. He was knocking down fucking balls. And, I mean, they were saying he's playing well. And there's talk about him coming back and being, like, living up to the number 10 pick that he fucking was.
Listen, dude. A few podcasts ago, a few months ago, I said there's no way Eli Apple can come back to this team and have his mind right and be, like, in a mental state where he was ready to compete as the number 10 pick in the draft. And you're right. Like, you're hearing only good things.
Only good things about Eli Apple. I'm loving right that.
I'm happy for the kid because he's a young guy. And, it was just a rough personal patch in his life.
Yeah.
And maybe Landon Collins is a fucking idiot for kind of, you know, not really understanding what was going on and probably not being maybe the lead. And maybe more of it should be on Landon Collins for how that situation went. Because Eli Apple did have some shit going on in his life.
Yeah, for sure. He did.
And if, you know, there are some things that are definitely bigger than football. And, you know, I'm obviously happy as fuck to see the kid get his head on, be able to focus back on the game and enjoy playing football. And it seems to be water under the bridge between him and Landon Collins, but, dude, I gotta think they don't really like each other, obviously.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're playing with each other, but...
Yeah, they're professional.
I think that if they play well, it'll smooth over. If you can play well with each other, it'll smooth over. Even if you're not, like... If they play well, it's gonna...
First time, though, one of them blows the coverage, the other one looks bad.
But...
They're going to be like, hey, you still think he's poison? The media's going to be jumping on
that. I got to say, I actually, Landon Collins did need to get checked. Did you see, but Pat Shermer, talking about Landon Collins, he got checked by Pat Shermer because Landon Collins came out and talked about Eric Flowers. I know Eric Flowers, my cousin, something about Eric Flowers, blah, 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 blah.
He was sad about
because they got Nate Solder.
Right.
And Pat Sherman's like, listen, bro, you didn't talk about Eli Apple. You didn't talk about Eric Flowers. Like, you need to cut this shit out. Like,
shut your mouth.
You can't keep talking like that. Like, so.
Yeah, listen, Landon does run his mouth.
He does talk a little. He talks a little bit, yo. He gets on all these radio shows and he's like, oh, well, I'm just. And he's like, oh, shit.
He's just like that dude at the party that just tells, like, bro. Yeah. You can't know. You can't tell that. Still, no.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Yeah. But no, I think the defensive backfield is still good.
There's no depth. There's no depth
it's
now.
It's thinner, yeah.
It's real thin, bro. After Janoris Jenkins, right, and we're hoping he comes back to form after his injury, because then we talked about that. He was injured last year. But, I mean, he should be back.
I think he'll be all right.
I think he'll be just fine. It wasn't... He's still young, too. I feel like he didn't... He got hurt, yes, but he also...
And he was like, I don't want to play anymore.
So, I think that also happened with him. So, I think he'll be back.
If it was a competitive year, he would have been back.
He would have, yes. I'll say that, too.
Yeah. Eli Apple obviously be out there. DRC's gone.
Now, what do you also think... What do you think about the competition between Darian Thompson and Andrew Adams? The free safety competition. Because you know Landon got the song hitting lockdown.
What about the nickel spot is still the kid from Pittsburgh?
We got rid of that guy. I forget his name. But he had two picks last year. He didn't do well. He didn't do terrible.
I can't remember his name either right now.
But we also picked up, what's his name? This safety, who's a real good special teamer. He's a real good special team.
There's no value in that anymore. They're fucking
Yeah, but he also plays. He does.
Dude, other things. I think he's between Darian Thompson and Andrew Adams, you got to figure out which one of them can fucking play cornerback.
Darian Thompson. The crazy thing about Darian Thompson is that I liked Andrew Adams better. I thought he did better. Michael Thomas. It was Michael Thomas.
Who we just picked up?
The guy we signed, the safety.
Why?
He's a special teams ace, bro. He's special teams ace. We don't have any.
Punting? I mean, we had we lost
those players. We had Dwayne Harris, who's a special teams ace. Yeah. We don't have him anymore. So, like, a lot of there's so much roster turnover. Like, there's players that, and players like him, he's a really high character player. He's a real high character player.
Listen, you know who I wanted.
Jonathan Stewart, real high character
player. You know who I wanted, bro, when we drafted. Well, I think the Giants missed big time Shaquem Griffin.
I think he's a good player. Yeah, I think he's going to be a good player. He should be all right. He should be a good player.
I think he's going
to. But I think he's going to start on special teams at first.
Yeah, but I would love
to.
But I love the Carter, Lorenzo Carter.
Lorenzo Carter, yeah. Dude. So, I mean, what do you think about the Darian Thompson thing?
I think if you're looking at a situation where you're playing the nickel, right?
Yeah.
I want all five of them on the field. I want Andrew Adams, Darian Thompson, Landon Collins, Eli Apple, and Janoris Jenkins on the field.
You need cooked.
Why?
One of them getting cooked.
Why?
Darian Thompson or Andrew Adams, they can't both be on the field at the same time. But that's taking it back to, like, the three safety look when we had that's like Perry Fuel days, bro. The three safety look.
Yeah, but he won a Super Bowl for us.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not effective.
In my mind, I want the best players on the field, and I think that there's like who would be the nickelback right now?
They have some. There's some other cornerbacks. I'm not even.
It's pretty shitty sure after there. Exactly.
With the cornerbacks,
I'm not even positive what the cornerback situation is right now. And I'm telling you, obviously last year it was DRC, Janoris Jenkins, and Eli Apple before Eli Apple got fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then the kid from Cockrell, was that his name?
Yeah, Ross Cockrell. Yeah, Ross, he was great.
Yeah, he played well for us.
He did. Yeah, he did.
And now I have no idea who the nickelback is.
We got Dante Dion, the little short dude, 5'9 dude.
I don't even know who that is, bro.
Yeah, he's just small. He's just small. He plays well.
So we
he
have plays some hard, fucking little midgy but, fucking nickelback who's going to get mauled on.
Chris Lewis Harris. I wish it was just Chris Harris Jr., not Chris Lewis Harris. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. So
yeah, in my mind, I'd rather have the best five players on the fucking field.
The best five players in the field?
As far as the defensive back.
It's going to be more like a Dante Dion type player, somebody like that. That's going to be there.
Well, that sucks, in my opinion.
Oh, we also signed Curtis Riley. We signed Curtis Riley. Okay, that's who we... Curtis Riley's going to be the nickel. That's who Nickel's going to be. He's a 6 foot 190. He needs runs.
Well, listen, to be honest, I'm curious to see if Lorenzo Carter can win a starting job. Because they also talk about him like he's going to be a fucking special team ref for us. He's competing for this
situational pass.
Outside linebacker with.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to start. I don't think so. No, actually, I don't believe. Well,
I don't think he is our first either. But you know what, dude?
I don't know how he doesn't though.
In the limited reps he gets, I bet you he's an impact player.
I don't know how he doesn't start. Who's the starting?
You're talking about like Romeo Okwara and shit.
That linebacker?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you right now. I know that on the defensive line, right? It's gonna be some combination of Dalvin Tomlinson, B.J. Hill, Damon Harrison. You know, it's going to be something like that. I'm pretty sure Dalvin Tomlinson, they had Dalvin Tomlinson to play in the end position along with B.J. Hill and then Damon Harrison in the middle.
He's going to compete with Avery Marson Okwara. Sorry. Carter.
Lorenzo Carter.
Yeah.
Competing with Romeo Okwara.
And what's his face?
Avery
Moss. I think he can get a starting job out of that. But yeah, I think the D line is
good. Those aren't bad players, dude.
No, I know.
Those two aren't bad players. It's not like fucking what's his name? Demontre Moore is bum ass. It's not like a Demontre Moore or anything like that.
But I think the D line's gonna be good, bro.
No, I believe so too, but they're standing up OV. OV's a linebacker.
So it's gonna be
Olivier Vernon's a linebacker, so it's gonna be in the middle, it's gonna be Olivier Vernon, He's a friend of the 3-4, so it's going to be Olivier Vernon, right? He's going to put his hand in dirt, obviously, a lot, but it's going to be Olivier Vernon, B.J. Goodson, Alec Ogletree, some combination in the inside of Alec Ogletree and B.J. Goodson. And then on the other side, it's going to be either
Avery Moss,
or one of those guys, or Lorenzo Carter. And then defensive line, it's going to be some combination. I mean, Damon Harris is obviously playing the middle. You got Dalvin Thomas on the end and B.J. Hill on the end. That's most likely.
That's how you say it.
That's what I've seen been talking about. That's what I've heard been talked about. So that's what I'm really seeing. I mean, Kerry Wynn's there, too. And he got re-signed as well. He plays defensive tackle. I mean, he's going to just rotate in with. He's not going to play DN. He's a big boy. You can look at him. That's a big old boy. He's not like a DN kind of guy.
He's just going to rotate in.
Remember what I was saying? Dalvin Thomas is a real thick, solid guy, but he's got quick feet. He's quick enough to go.
He's got the footwork. No, I agree.
Yeah, he's quick enough to go to the end. And that would just be just a
I could see him setting an edge real well too.
That's what I'm saying. Like that run, trying to run against that would just be like, tough. Well, I think that would like so. I mean, Damon Harrison's the best run defender
in
the NFL.
What do you think about the fourth pick of the draft for the Giants?
Kyle Aletta, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think
we just wasted another pick on a quarterback.
I think it's... And also, what about Davis Webb, man? We got to see what's up with Davis Webb.
I don't think he's it, bro.
So you don't think Davis Webb or Kyle Aletta is good? I mean, hopefully we can bet on one of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm completely fine with continually throwing darts until we hit one because we have sick quads.
Saquon is not going to do what you think Saquon is going to do. He's
going to
be
Saquon
Crumble, bro.
Saquon Crumble. That's the name of this one. It's going to be Saquon or Saquon Crumble. That's it. On the motherfucking spot, y'all. That's it.
Saquon
or Saquon.
There's Saquon. And it's like, we're going to scroll a cam and throw a cam. Whatever. Kill a cam and throw a cam. But yeah, listen. There's a lot going on, man, with the Giants. And it's going to be interesting. And I think in terms of the NFC East, they're the most interesting team to watch right now.
The most interesting.
Without a doubt. To see how they... I don't think there's... Fucking... You got fucking the Dallas Cowboys right now. Fucking Dak and fucking Zeke running around clubs with penis squirt guns. Squirting water out of penis squirt guns.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see this?
No.
These fucking losers, dude. They literally go to the club and have like squirt guns like children carry. That the tips are penises, and they're running around with these things squirting people.
Whatever.
They're having fun. But
they're jokers. Yeah.
Like, they're just like...
It's fine.
Eli Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, don't do that shit.
It's fine. We're a new era player.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't do that shit.
This is a new era player. Players are not the same.
Booty. The Cowboys ain't going to be
shit. Dak Prescott is not booty. He's not
Dak Prescott's booty, bro. I'm sorry. He's not booty.
We'll see.
He's okay. Anyways, but yeah, I think the Giants can be exciting, man. So we got a lot to look forward to. I think we covered a lot. Listen, also, you know, David Gettleman, obviously, we're doing this podcast at a time where, you know, it just came out, got lymphoma.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's all.
So, you know, all well wishes to Dave Gettleman. Obviously, we want him to get well soon, speedy recovery. You know, he's done a good job. I like what he's done with us so far, and yeah. I hope he can, fight through this and keep
right
working
direction.
With the team and. we'll update this more as we get closer to the season, guys. So
all right, guys, we hope you enjoyed episode 16 of Black and White on Big Blue, NY Giants News Podcast. Check us out at nygiantsnews.com, NYGiantsNews91 on Twitter, and NYGiantsNews on Facebook. Give us a shout, give us a like, say what's up.
Yo, thank you, Hinjizu, one more time for coming out, keeping the fire beats. We're about to outro with that shit. So, we out here.
Peace.
Later.